Recorded Books presents Diamonds and Deadlines, A Tale of Greed, Deceit, and a Female Tycoon in the Gilded Age by Betsy Priolo. Narrated by Beth Hicks. Introduction. The American Gilded Age was an era of overscale, colorful personalities. John D. Rockefeller, Mark Twain, Theodore Roosevelt, Victoria Woodhull, Nellie Bly, Isabella Stewart Gardner, and other banner names. Among them is a forgotten figure, Mrs. Frank Leslie. In her day, she was legendary, one of the most famous, influential, and remarkable women in America. When women were confined to the private sphere, marginalized and denied financial autonomy, Mrs. Leslie ran the largest publishing empire in the country in a male-only preserve. A female captain of industry was unthinkable, never mind a successful one. She had a brilliant head for business, steered Frank Leslie Publishing to nationwide eminence, and made a fortune. What she did with that fortune is more astonishing still. Although an unsung heroine in feminism, she left her entire estate, the equivalent of $22 million today, to women's suffrage, a donation never equaled that proved essential to the passage of the 19th Amendment. Mrs. Leslie herself was stranger than fiction. A diva who tore up the script and suited the world to her purposes. She misbehaved, flouted accepted mores, and played the system. A master of self-presentation, she adopted the persona of the perfect Victorian lady, marketed it through her media, and did as she pleased. To American women, she incarnated the ideal womanly woman and dictated style with her fashion-forward couture wardrobe. Men, cozened by her facade, didn't see the hard-knuckled business commander at the controls. She was under deep cover, a woman of multiple self-created identities with 8 different names over a lifetime. Hidden within all these personas were secrets Miriam Leslie would rather not talk about. Her life wasn't the romance she promoted, the moon and magnolias plantation childhood and kid-glove aristocratic upbringing. Instead, it was the stuff of dime novels. Illegitimate and probably biracial, she grew up in a hard school with an absentee bankrupt father and a pillar-to-post youth spent in poverty. Early years in the theater and sex trade weren't the end of her secrets. Over her long career, she concealed misadventures that would have appalled Victorian Americans, including lovers, adulterous affairs, 3 divorces, and a 10-year ménage à trois. All the while, she maintained a bulletproof front and kept her head on her shoulders. Whip-smart and fluent in 4 languages, she wrote 6 books and a play, lectured professionally, and hosted a celebrated salon outside office hours. Napoleonic in her ambition, she stopped at nothing in her lunge for wealth, fame, and rank, and died with a bogus title, the Baroness de Bazus. Like many grandiose, complex personalities, she contained massive contradictions, notably a conflict between autonomy and male adoration, louche in high society, that were never resolved. Both of her time and ahead of it, Mrs. Leslie makes a riveting subject. Her passions and prejudices reveal the pulse of her century, and her power seat in the media provides a privileged window onto the era, a seismic epic in American history. She is witness to an era of unprecedented upheaval and tumult, the explosive growth of industry, technology, transportation, immigration, big business, and mega-rich tycoons. It was an age of surface glitz, imposture, spectacle, runaway consumption, and ill-gotten fortunes. Money was king, morality elastic, and the country on the make and move. For a fraction of the country, over 90% of Americans lived in desperate poverty, prey to capitalistic exploitation and successive financial panics. 3/4 of New Yorkers lived in packing house tenements, often 5 families to a room. Unparalleled labor and class violence resulted in a chain of riots through the decades that brought the country to the brink of anarchy. Few periods in America have been as convulsive and polarized. Mrs. Leslie was in the thick of it, a recorder and product of the Gilded Age. She was of a piece with the large, self-fashioned figures of the day. Her money fever, ostentation, and ambition were the coin of the realm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?